John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This woman was a semifinalist on Last Comic Standing. She works on The Conan Show. She's a stand-up comic in her own right and will be appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Laurie Kilmartin is here. I am so happy to meet you. I've seen you on TV, and I really love what you do.
John, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Really?
Yes. Now,
have you ever been in Philadelphia before?
For little spurts, like 20 hours.
What, you change planes or something?
Yes, basically, that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me get you're a single mom.
Yes.
All right. And and your son is now 12.
He's 12 years old. Right.
Okay. Which because I can do math now, I figured out how old you really are, because you had your.
I had a kid when I was 41.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Impressive. I'm impressive. I couldn't have one at 36.
Was this planned?
Oh, no. My birth control was my age. I can't believe. I'm still shocked that it happened.
Really?
Yes.
Really? What, you thought that, you hit 40 and then everything down there stops working?
But, you know what? Right at that time, somebody had come out with a book saying, if you're a woman and you haven't had a kid by 35, it's not going to happen. And I remember going, like, everyone else is freaking out. I'm like, awesome. Buy the condoms. And now I'm a mom. I am a single mom, and I recently tried mushrooms for the first time.
Wow.
Not because I wanted to get high. I'm actually hoping to lose custody of my son. Anyone here wants to take one, please go for it.
You're in the early part of teen years. So
yeah.
You're is he in the sullen area?
Here's the thing. He struggles in school. He mm-hmm. has ADHD. Mm-hmm. Those are actually his grades.
He got
2 D's and a H this year. So it's not easy. I try to date a little bit, but it's like whenever I have a boyfriend, I never tell my kid I have a boyfriend. I always, since he's been little, I've said, this is your uncle.
Okay.
And then when I break up with a guy, I would tell my son, oh, honey, your uncle died. But it was really tough because 1 month I had a really great month on OkCupid, which is my dating app of choice, which means my son had a terrible month.
Yeah.
He lost 11 uncles.
Sorry for your loss.
And 2 aunts.
That's hot.
And a grandpa. It was devastating. Oh, he never recovered. So he is sullen, but it's because of the loss he suffered as a child.
Because having been through this, and their kids are really young. Their kids are toddlers.
Two and a half. Steven, and I have a 3-week-old.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you see the bags under my eyes?
I do.
Yeah.
That's awful. I'm so sorry.
It was fun to get it, but
it was.
You know, because you're getting to a point where there are going to be smells in your house, the likes of which you've never encountered before. Teen boy smells are just the worst.
And horrific. And the onslaught of armpit hair was shocking to me. Like, he was a little kid, and then he raised his arm for some, like, to get a plate or food or the TV remote, and there was just, like, a bush of hair. I almost died. Disgusting and shocking.
Now, let me get this straight. Being a single mom wasn't enough for you. No, you had your mother move in with you.
Well, I had.
Now there must be a battle of smells, the likes of which no one can understand.
You can't imagine my incense budget. It's off the charts because we all share a bathroom. No, she's 81 and she moved in with me. It's temporary because she's 81. please, God.
Well, at least he's already had all this loss, so he'll be fine.
He can't wait to lose this one. Me neither.
Mom.
Actually, my mom wears a DNR bracelet, a do not resuscitate bracelet. Uh-huh. I put it on her. She can't get it off. I hear her trying at night, gnawing on it. I'm like, good luck, dentures don't cut. I'm kidding. I love my mom as much as any female comic loves her.
Now, is that tough? I mean, you know, look, we get female comics in here all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and everyone is always joking about, you know, like happened on the Last Comic Standing. Oh, that was great for a girl, Right?
That was so long ago. I've already blocked it out of my head.
But it was Natasha. It was Natasha who said it. Right? Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine. I mean, is it tougher for you being a comic?
I have no idea. I mean, I would love to be a male comic for a couple decades just to see what it's like. But I have nothing to compare it to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it is, but you know, I don't know. I can't really tell. Okay. I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Well, 2019, you could become a man if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And test it out.
You know what? Maybe I'll give it a shot. It doesn't seem
did
like
they do that on Hello Cupid? Do you get an LBGQ choice on, goodbye or hello, I love you, Cupid, whatever the hell it was?
Oh, you know what? I will check it out.
Okay.
Maybe I would.
Obviously, there's
the
whole group that you haven't tried yet.
You're right. You guys are opening me up to new possibilities. I'm glad I'm here.
So what is you write for Conan.
Right.
All right. And I mean, what is that like?
Well, it's fun. I mean, it's kind of like a regular job in a way. Like we have regular hours. We get in around 9:30, stay until around 6:30. And I write with another comic named Brian Kiley. We write the monologue.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So there's just two of us. There used to be more of us. The show got shorter and the monologue got shorter. Uh-huh. So there's just two of us working on it all day long now.
That's crazy that you get pegged into a certain role. Was there a Preparation H man back in the day? You do Prep H guy.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that's the sketch team.
Okay.
I didn't go to Brian McCann's Prep H guy.
Sorry. And
went to
actual ancient reference.
H.
That was happening back when I was in college.
The sketch team is their own. I mean, we sort of work together, but also they're their own group, and they're getting larger because we're doing more sketches, and the mondo is shrinking. So
how long
it's
have
a little
you been
tinier.
With Conan?
10 years. I started.
Did you ever run in with Jake Matera? He interned
Jake
out there.
Matera.
Jake's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
friend. He's
Jake's
a local comic.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah.
He very funny. He was an intern out with Conan.
Oh, yeah, really? That's right.
He did some sketch
right.
stuff
yeah,
with
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Jake's a good dude.
Does he do stand-up out here?
Yeah, he's local. Yeah. He lives in Philly.
Oh,
he's from here.
Okay.
And he does. He comes on every so often.
Oh, cool. Right.
Yeah, we have him on the air all the time.
Yeah,
easy to mix up with Andy Richter.
Right.
Yes.
Two Andy Richters.
Two Andy Richters.
Jake's a big guy.
We need one on each coast, honestly, guys.
Jake is the one that doesn't have a tie on. So what is it like, really, having Mom back in the house? How much fun is that?
Well, it's weird having these two ages because they're both about to go on to another stage of their life, but it's different stages. Like, I feel like my son, I'm already looking at colleges, and my mom, I'm already taking her to cemeteries. Like, your cholesterol scores are high enough to get into this one if you really want to. So hopefully she'll pick one soon and maybe do an early enrollment.
Well, Laurie Gilmartin is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Helium Comedy. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for coming in. Please come back again.
I'd love to, John. Thanks so much.
We would love to have you here.
Thanks.
The John DeBella Show.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, never seen on any other show before.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.